Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Dr. Jane Fountain, professor of political science and public policy at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and author of the IBM Center Report, Implementing Cross-Agency Collaboration, a Guide for Federal Managers. Jane, your report for the IBM Center also identifies key organizational processes for enhancing cross-agency capabilities. Would you elaborate on those processes?
Sure. Now, what you should notice, and what I hope your listeners will notice, is that these organizational processes have something to do with those interpersonal and people skills. So these key organizational processes are setting significant goals, specifying the roles and responsibilities for the members of this cross-agency group, formalizing agreements. At some point, there is going to have to be a formalization of what is agreed to, a developing of shared operations, obtaining and figuring out processes and means to obtain the resources that the team will need, a creation of effective communication channels. We might think that because everyone has social media and email that they have effective communication channels, but there's more to it than just having the technology. And then finally, it's key that the team will be able to adapt through shared learning because things are going to change over the life of the project.
Jane, would you give some insight into how a cross-agency initiative leader can develop shared operations and obtain adequate resources to meet their mission?
Okay. There's a wealth of accumulated experience here in our federal government. One insight is that the projects or the sub-projects on these cross-agency groups may often begin with something modest. We've all heard about small wins. So project members, while they are sort of testing one another out and testing the commitment and the robustness of this group, will engage in fairly modest goals. So in the exports cross-agency priority group, for example, the members, one of the things they did, among many, was to develop a shared brochure. That is, several agencies worked together on a shared brochure that would go out to businesses and other groups around the country to highlight services from the federal government across several agencies. Now, developing a shared brochure is a fairly modest effort, but that effort is a platform and, if successfully completed, allows the group to jump off into something more ambitious. So the Exports Initiative has also developed a shared web platform, exports.gov. In its initial form, it may be fairly modest. It was fairly modest, but it is growing over time in the depth and range of information and services available on that platform. And behind what the public will see is a growing ability of those agency managers to work together. So starting small with something modest and then letting those projects grow in ambition and depth over time is one way that cross-agency initiative leaders build shared operations. Another way is to take a procedure, a process that is working in one of the agencies, and then to share it across the agencies. Rarely do you see in the cross-agency projects developing something completely new. It's much too risky, number one, and number two, it's usually not necessary. So leveraging the innovations and the effective procedures and processes that are already resident within at least one of the agencies or programs in that group is another way to build out shared operations. This area of sharing resources and gaining resources is a tough one right now, of course, because we don't have Slack resources around. There's no magic formula here. In many of the previous cross-agency efforts in prior administrations, agency executives developed shared budgets for their project. They developed a formula for contributions based on either the volume of services or degree of use or some other metric. So each agency didn't have to pay in the same amount to this shared budget. They codify this with an MOU. In some cases, this took a year, 2 years to develop. This is not a trivial matter. And then all the agencies sign on, and then there's the task of actually collecting these resources and persuading agencies to continue to follow through on their commitments. I think you can see here that by having the cross-agency project leaders in OMB, a lot of this make work where agency executives had to come up with these or devise these strategies themselves should be made a bit easier and somewhat more streamlined.
Jane, why is it so important for cross-agency efforts to create effective communication channels? And what advice would you offer to those leaders in this area?
I don't think there's any way to get around the fact that you have to have meetings. Everybody hates meetings and people have too many meetings, but you're going to have some meetings, and they're going to have to be fairly regularly organized. Now, how do you get people to go to meetings? Have a clear agenda, have an important purpose, use people's time effectively and respectfully. Be sure that important decisions and ideas that are brought up and that are discussed at the meeting get fed into decision processes, right? That they go somewhere. In other words, what happens at the meeting needs to get implemented in some fashion or refined or readdressed. There are cross-agency groups in the federal government that are more than a decade old that still hold regular meetings because new issues come up, changes have to be dealt with, and the major parties have to get together. Now, some of this communication can be done through phone meetings, through virtual meetings, but face-to-face is important.
Interagency collaboration implies that partners across agencies can engage in shared learning. Would you elaborate on this concept of shared learning? What does it actually mean in practice? And how can cross-agency teams adapt through shared learning?
So basically, this concept of shared learning highlights that many of these cross-agency collaborations are going to be different from what you might think of as a hub-and-spoke system, where there's a lead agency or a central agency that is going to supply a service or a process for other agencies who will either buy it or sign on in some way. You don't really need shared learning in that kind of a cross-agency practice or collaboration. Shared learning means that any agency in the group, any party in the group might have part of a solution, might have an innovation, might have a process or procedure that could be useful to the entire group. So every part of the partnership is engaged in bringing important ideas to the table, and that means that the other parties need to be willing and able to learn from any one of the agencies in the group. So this is not a model that privileges one agency over others. I think that's what it means in practice. And this model is an important one because it builds commitment over time, it builds sustainability, and probably most importantly, it leverages good ideas and gets them into practice.
Jane, even with the rigors of performance management under GPRA modernization, I was wondering how critical is it for government executives to maintain flexibility and creativity in order to adapt to changing circumstances and situations without losing focus on their strategic vision and goals?
It's absolutely critical. Flexibility and creativity here are not meant to be synonyms for chaos or synonyms for so much malleability that you do lose clear focus and clear direction. But there has to be flexibility because, let's face it, there will be technological change. Some of it we can estimate or envision, and some technological changes we won't be able to envision. There will be economic change, some of it, again, that we can estimate or anticipate, some of which will be perhaps surprising. There will be other external changes in the environment, political changes, legal changes, budgetary changes. So stability and procedural regularity and a focus are critical, but there have to be ways for flexibility and creativity to be maintained.
Up next, Jane Fountain, author of Implementing Cross-Agency Collaboration, A Guide for Federal Managers, offers advice on successful cross-agency relationships when the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.